Welcome again, everybody, to our second edition of Weather Talk. This is meteorologist Tony Pan from WBAL Radio and TV, along with our esteemed producer, Dust Devil Dave. Triple D is in the house again. We are recording this show on Tuesday, October the 23rd. I say that because we are basing all weather information on the upcoming nor'easter for the weekend, for example, on the latest modeling as of Tuesday, October the 23rd, in case you're listening to this show at another time. All right, as promised, this is going to be our Winter Outlook show, something I think everybody, you know, is tuned into in the month of October. This is about the time when everybody puts out their winter outlooks. And I've got a couple of them here, and then I'm going to throw my two cents into the mix. But Triple D, I got to ask you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you work in the media, like me.
For a few years now, yes.
So you might be a little jaded on this question. But are, well, I say that because everybody in the media has to come to work when it snows, right?
Yes.
When it doesn't snow, we feel a little bit better, but everybody else gets to stay home when it snows. But knowing that you're in the media, are you a winter weather fan? Do you dig snow still, or has having to come to work in the snow kind of jaded you a little bit there?
I love winter weather. This right now is perfect for me. 50 degrees, I sleep the best at night, and I don't mind snow. In fact, I love snow on the weekends when I don't have to come in.
So it's fun to look at on the weekends when we don't have to come to work, right? And this is my favorite month too. October is by far typically the nicest weather, in my opinion, here in the mid-Atlantic. It's good golf weather. No humidity, sunshine usually. It's good stuff, and that's what we have today. All right, let's get into it here. There are a number of winter outlooks that are already been posted, and I'm going to do the Farmer's Almanacs first. Do you ever read Farmer's Almanacs?
I've flipped through them before, actually, because you told us about them.
Right. Yeah, they're fun to look through. I mean, they really are. They got a lot of great information in them, not just the weather forecast, but like if you're into gardening and stuff. But there's a number of them out there. There's the Farmer's Almanac. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac. There's the Hagerstown Almanac. A lot of people think there's just one almanac, but there's really a whole bunch of them out there. I wasn't able to find a winter outlook from the Hagerstown Almanac, which is our local one. So if anybody knows of one, you know, kind of email it to me if you find the Hagerstown Winter Outlook. I'd certainly like to know it, but I do have the winter outlooks for the Farmer's Almanac and the Old Farmer's Almanac, and I'm going to specifically focus on Maryland because that's what we're talking about here.
Makes sense.
Yes. So the Farmer's Almanac says for Maryland, this upcoming winter will be colder than normal with a lot of mixed precipitation, meaning mixed rain and snow, maybe ice, that kind of stuff, which I don't like. Yeah, nobody likes
that.
Do
without the ice.
Yeah, nobody likes that stuff. And the Old Farmer's Almanac, which is a different almanac, says something completely different. Warmer than normal for Maryland with above average precipitation with it being mostly rain. So there you go. The two almanacs come up with different answers. But I do have a secret for you, Triple D.
What's that?
Has anybody ever told you how the almanacs do their forecast? How they come up with a forecast for a year in advance, you know, or 2 years or 3 years in advance?
I do not know. No one has ever told me.
All right. So don't tell anybody. This is a secret. Okay. All right. Somebody came on my show when we used to do weather talk a long time ago on the radio. And I'm not going to say from which almanac they were, but they came on and divulged the secret, and this is how they do it. Yeah. They base it on the phases of the moon. So, for example, if there's a full moon in the second week of October, there's this kind of weather. If there's a quarter moon in the first week of August, then there's this kind of weather. And they base that on hundreds of years of observations. You know, before they used to write them down by hand, but now it's all computerized and everything. But they do it based on when the phases of the moon hit certain weeks during the months. And they look back in history and say, well, this kind of weather happened back then, and this kind of weather is going to happen again at that time. Did you know that?
So it's semi-scientific.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's on the phases of the moon, and they have correlations to past weather data. Who am I to argue with the farmers, right? I mean, come on.
It's their life to know these things.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I can't argue with the farmers. So that's how they do it, but don't tell anybody, okay?
All right. Between you and I.
A more scientific outlook. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, better known as NOAA, came out with their winter outlook just a couple of days ago, and they're calling for near normal temperatures for Maryland with above normal precipitation. And they don't specify, they don't say whether it's going to be rain, snow, or anything like that. They just say above normal precipitation, near normal temperatures. And I'm actually going to lean kind of towards that, believe it or not, and I'll explain what I think and why I think it here now. There's a couple factors that will go into play over the winter. There's a lot of things that long-range forecasters look at, but one of them predominantly is the temperature of the ocean water in the South Pacific. You've heard the term El Niño, La Niña. You've heard those terms
before. Absolutely,
right.
Yes.
It's become a common term that a lot of people know about. So this winter, we expect a weak El Nino, meaning slightly above normal water temperatures in the South Pacific. How does that affect us here in Maryland? What that normally produces is a very active southern branch of the jet stream. In other words, like what's coming up this weekend, and I'm talking about the following weekend, today is October the 23rd, there's going to be a nor'easter on the coast. So this is what you would typically see in a weak El Nino winter, these storms developing in the Gulf of Mexico and then kind of riding up the East Coast. You'll see a lot of that stuff or shooting off the Southeast Coast. So typically for us in a weak El Nino, we wind up with a mild winter here in Maryland with a lot of mixed precipitation, a mix of rain and snow, leaning mostly towards rain or ice. But I do think there's a wild card in here. So I do agree with the El Nino, and I do agree with that part of the forecast. And the wild card is what we discussed on the last show. We're going into a solar minimum, meaning sunspots are disappearing on the face of the sun. And the sun goes through this every 11 years. We go into solar minimums. And so we're going into one now. And this solar minimum will last from 2018 to 2020, the next 3 years. And what people have noticed, and we really don't understand why, there's a lot of things we don't understand why they happen in the atmosphere, but we can see the correlations. And one of the things that correlates with solar minimum is deep, long-wave troughs in the upper levels of the atmosphere. Here's what that means. If you think of the ocean, if you think of the atmosphere as a big ocean, okay, and there are huge waves in that ocean, if you're underneath the crest of one of the waves, you typically get warm weather. We call that high pressure. Oh. If you're underneath one of the troughs of the waves, like if you're in the dip of the wave, then it's typically cold and rainy. See?
Okay.
So think of the atmosphere like an ocean. Okay. So what the solar minimum does, it creates big waves, big crests and big dips, meaning big swings in temperature. Okay. So I think we're going to wind up with a near normal temperature-wise winter, but it will be bracketed by extremes. So you're going to get a really cold week and then a really warm week because we're going to be underneath the crests and the troughs, see? And so when you look back at the winter, it'll look normal, but it will be extremes. So like, you know, if normal is 10, I'm just simplifying this, and 1 week it's 0 and the other week it's 20, the average is 10, so you're in the middle. So you can live on the extremes. It can be 0 or 20, but wind up being 10 as the average. So that's what I think is going to happen temperature-wise. But here's the fun part. If the El Nino forecast holds, and we do get these storms coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, like what's going to happen this weekend, eventually it's going to hook up with the trough of one of those waves, the bottom of the wave in the upper level of the atmosphere, and that dumps cold air in out of the southern part of Canada.
Sounds serious.
Yeah, we call that phasing in the weather world. We're going to get a couple of storms that phase, I think. So average amount of snowfall for Baltimore is 20 inches. That's a typical year. I think we're going to have just a couple, maybe two or three, big snowstorms. We're going to get those phasing events happening. And we're going to get all of our snow out of just a couple of storms this winter, which to me is the funnest kind of winter, meaning most of the time you won't have to worry about, you know, like 15 snow events. It's going to snow every other day and that kind of stuff. But we're going to wind up with two or three big snow events, 10 inches or more, maybe something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, somewhere in that neighborhood, two or three big storms that will add up to higher than normal snow amounts. But it'll seem like it's a relatively quiet winter because we're only going to get a couple of those big storms. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So instead of it snowing, you know, every week and you're driving through an inch of snow and all that kind of stuff every other day.
You're getting tired of the snow.
Exactly.
You get tired of it.
There'll be stretches where there won't be any snow at all for weeks, but we're going to get, I think, at least two or three of those phasing events with two or three big storms. So that's basically my take on the upcoming winter, is that we're going to wind up with near normal temperatures, but with extremes, meaning 1 week very cold, 1 week very warm, that kind of thing. And I think we're going to wind up with above normal snowfall, but it's not going to seem like a terrible winter because most of that snow will come in just a couple of storms.
And by very warm, you mean warm for the winter,
yeah,
not
yeah,
80 degrees.
Right, yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's still
Thank
winter.
You. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, comparatively speaking. I mean, if the normal high is 35, warm is 45, right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, it's not
going to... We're not going to get out the shorts in the middle of December.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. No, that is not what I mean. No, it's not going to be 80 degrees for a week. That would be nice, though, wouldn't it? All right. So that's my take on the winter. And I think because of this long wave pattern is already kind of developing, and you could see that this month where we started out with really warm temperatures at the beginning of the month, and then we kind of knocked off. Remember, it was like 80 degrees for like 9 days in a row at the beginning of this month? And then all of a sudden it just shifted into the colder, more typical October weather. We've already started to see that pattern develop. So I think that basically just carries into the winter here. And one thing I do want to mention, again, this is Tuesday, October 23rd, so I'm just, going on the data that I have. But we do expect a pretty decent nor'easter coming up the coast this weekend. Believe it or not, this is kind of interesting, Triple D. This storm is actually going to develop out of what is now Hurricane Willa, which is hitting Mexico.
The other side of the coast.
Yes, on the Pacific side, exactly. So that's going to travel across Mexico, die, and then redevelop in the Gulf of Mexico. And then that will become our nor'easter that'll come through here Friday night and into Saturday. At least right now, it looks like it'll be mostly rain for the Baltimore metro, but kind of windy and chilly with temperatures in the 40s and low 50s. There'll be some big waves on the Delmarva coastline and maybe some beach erosion, and, you know, typical nor'easter kind of stuff. I don't see any snow yet, but this is only Tuesday, so things could change, you know.
It's early.
So as they say in the business, stay tuned. Ooh. But I think this will be mostly... a rain event for us. But I do think we're going to get our first snow accumulation. This is the other big forecast here.
Uh-oh. Okay. Here comes.
I think we're going to get our first snow accumulation. I'm not saying it's going to be a big one, but our first snow accumulation in the Baltimore metro before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
So about a month.
Less than a month. So less than a month from now, because of this big long wave pattern that we've set up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I think we're going to get our first snowfall before Thanksgiving. So that's my big blockbuster forecast here on the Tuesday, October 23rd edition of Weather Talk. All right, Triple D.
Yes, sir.
We always take questions from social media, Facebook, Twitter, and I appreciate everybody writing in, and you have a couple of them there. I think they're pretty interesting questions.
I do, as well. Rob from Facebook asks, why does it seem like the fall colors are not as good this year? And I agree with him, because I was looking out my window the other day, Sunday, I believe, and I said, there's a lot of green on the trees still. I don't have nearly as many as many leaves on my front lawn, which is good, as I had last year this time.
Well, you know, a lot of people are noticing that too. You know, I'm not an expert in this field, but I'm going to take a guess as to why. And it has to do with the big temperature swings and the rain, I think. We had a very wet summer, you know, near record rainfall a lot of places, right? So that puts a lot of chlorophyll in the leaves. The leaves are very healthy. So it takes a big shift to get them going. Now, typically what makes the leaves change is mild, sunny afternoons and cold, crisp nights, like we've been having lately.
Lately.
Okay. But that's not what we had in September and at the beginning of October.
It was very warm.
It was very warm. It was humid. And more importantly, it was warm at night.
Yes.
The nighttime temperatures were in the 60s to near 70. So the trees are going, what's going on? It's not time to change yet. Okay. So all the way through at least the first week of October, we had a very mild, wet, rainy weather pattern. And now we've shifted into the pattern where we get the sunshine during the day, the crisp, cool nights, and that's signaling the trees to go. So I don't think that we're going to miss out on the fall color. I think it's just going to be delayed.
It'll get here.
Yeah, it'll get here, but I think at the end of this month or the first week of November is when you're really going to see the color.
Do we get the color or the snow first?
I'm going to go with color. I'm going to go with color.
I think a lot of people just breathe the sigh.
Right, yeah, I'm going to go with color.
Next, Craig from Twitter. Has there ever been snow on the ground at Halloween?
Yes, believe it or not. And he's referring to Baltimore. And it wasn't that long ago. If you remember, you're old enough to remember 2011, right? I know you're young, but you remember 2011, right?
Vaguely, yes.
Vaguely. In 2011, right before Halloween, just like now, we had a nor'easter come up the coast, just like now, happening going into this weekend, only it was a little colder. And this storm produced anywhere from 1 to 6 inches of snow out in western Maryland, 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And even around Baltimore, it was mostly north and west of I-95, there was an inch or two of snow on the ground right before Halloween in the Baltimore metro in 2011. That storm went on to produce 12 to 15 inches, I think, up in parts of New England.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge snowstorm up in New England. What's that?
That's significant.
Oh, yeah, that, you know, a foot of snow in October, that's weird. So, yes, to answer your question, there has been snow on the ground at Halloween, and it wasn't that long ago, back in 2011. All right, Triple D, that's going to wrap up this edition of Weather Talk. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I gave my 2 cents on the upcoming winter. You know, just keep in mind that things change.
It's the weather.
It's the weather, exactly. You know, no future forecast and anything is etched in stone. But that's the way I see it right now. All right, this is Tony Pan from WBAL Radio and TV signing off and thanking you again for listening to this edition of Weather Talk.